Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this
whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show, and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10.07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard live Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Yes, we are back live after a couple of scattered days off last week. I am past the Jewish holiday season. No more Jewish holidays till Hanukkah. Jews Nugget. So I'm here. I'm here with you. And so is Loti, and so is Longoria. Longoria off his Texas vacation.
Eating a lot. You missed a story.
Yeah.
You missed a story.
Oh, his, I heard.
His travel story.
Yeah, heard
yeah.
About
it. Oh, that was a comedy of errors.
I'm just glad you made it.
I did.
Yeah, and you had a good time.
Did.
Did you eat Texas chili while in Texas?
I did not.
Have you know what Texas chili is,
Yeah,
though.
With no beans.
Yeah, have you ever had Texas chili?
I did.
That's the real chili.
Just
there is
in,
no
in
nothing.
In like the last 4 or 5 years, I discovered there was a chili with no beans, because I'd always had
my
it
buddy
with beans
Jim McGregor.
It.
I never had it until 10 years ago, and my buddy Jim McGregor was like, "You've never had it." He's like, "He's from Texas." He's like, "I got to make it for you," and this is a white guy, so he might be doing it wrong.
No.
Probably is.
But it was served on rice, and it was just meat and gravy, like sauce, on the rice, and then you put onions, chopped onions on top, and some cheese.
I've never done the rice thing, but yeah, everything else.
No, he served. Good. You've never done the rice thing? Interesting.
No, we usually just eat it with like Fritos, like a Frito pie.
Yeah,
or just eat it just like that with onions and cheese.
But it's good. It's good stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You had no Texas chili?
No, I didn't.
Did you have
a lot of Mexican food?
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of Tex-Mex,
or as you call it, food.
Yes, a lot of people
call it food.
I had Whataburger like 3 times.
I was about to ask you about Whataburger.
Oh yeah, I had Whataburger like 3 times.
I missed you guys. This is weird.
It was a lot.
I was texting you way too much over your over the off time. I was
just
like, I was on an island. I was like, hey, what's up, guys? Don't forget about me. Anyway, well, it's good to have the gang back.
Yeah.
I will, the Jewish holidays are gone, but a debate on Wednesday, and I believe I am not in charge of post-debate coverage because they don't want me doing that.
They're doing the roundtable.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
You're off that night.
And then I'm off Thursday because I'm headed to New York. So you guys are going to be fine.
Oh, I thought it was another Jewish holiday. That's what we kind of thought.
No, college reunion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 20 years. 20
wow.
years. Nine times.
That's crazy. How big was your school? I don't...
Less than 5,000 students.
Okay, so because like ours, you would never have a college reunion unless just like some journalism students decided to get together. Do you know what I mean?
This is an official thing, yeah.
Yeah, we would.
Dinner and everything.
It's too big. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. So, but while you got me, I'm here. I'll be here with you today and tomorrow. Today is obviously Movie Monday, and we got to talk about campaign 2016. We just have to, but we're going to incorporate it in a Movie Monday. And the latest thing is Trump's convinced the election is rigged. Every stump speech he's given now is rigged, 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 rigged. He says rigged a million times.
More than China and Mexico.
Exactly. China. The funny part is, though, there was actually a movie about a rigged election. Now, it wasn't a rigged presidential election. It was a rigged high school.
One of the greatest under the movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what
under the radar.
Classic, under the radar movies. People should watch
it. Great satire.
It's so good. It's
called, I was telling Mark I've never seen it before.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, you got to watch it.
It's called Election. Let me tell the folks what it's called. It's called Election with Matthew Broderick and the blonde girl, Reese Witherspoon. And I'll just give you the very brief synopsis. There might be spoilers in here, but this movie is like 20 years old. So if you haven't seen it,
it's making me laugh just thinking about
Matthew
it.
Matthew Broderick is teacher of the year at this high school in, I think, Minnesota, maybe.
Yeah, it's like
some
Midwestern
town. Everyone loves this guy. He's the greatest history teacher ever. Everyone loves him. And he's in charge of the student council. And there's a girl played by Reese Witherspoon that is just that girl. The girl that sucks up to everyone.
Sits in the front row.
Sits at that atypical, person. It doesn't have to be a girl, but there's dudes like that too. But it's the brown nosing, it's the perfection. And she's running for student council president. The backstory is that this perfect girl, Reese Witherspoon, was having an affair with one of the teachers at the school who was best friends with Matthew Broderick and destroyed that dude's marriage. No one knows about it, really, except for Reese Witherspoon, the guy that got fired, and Matthew Broderick. So Broderick does not like this woman, this girl, Reese Witherspoon, and they have an election, and it's her against a football guy who's an idiot. Just a dumb dude. And she wins by one vote, but he takes the paper. It's paper ballots in high school. You fill out the name. He takes two and crumples them up and throws them in the trash, and the dude winds up winning by one, and he's witnessed by another student doing this. So it was truly a rigged election.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
It is such a good movie. Do you have any cuts from this movie, Lombard?
I do. I pulled some.
What do you have first? What is this one?
I don't remember. All right, let's just kind of put them in right now.
Play it. I feel like we're on Letterman. Yeah, right, I don't know how to set up the clip, but go ahead.
Just play it.
Just go ahead and play it.
The sight of Tracy at that moment affected me in a way I can't fully explain. Part of it was that she was spying, but mostly it was her face.
So that basically is when the tide turns.
Right.
And Matthew Broderick said, Tracy was the girl's name, played by Reese Witherspoon. And again, this is straight arrow, straight lace, teacher of the year. He's like nine-time teacher of the year. Everyone loves this guy. He's perfect. And his life just
unravels.
Crumbles. It is a really funny movie. I recommend it.
So good.
Longoria. Available on SAP if you hit the button on
there. Yeah, I will.
What does that mean anyway, SAP? Spanish alternative programming or something?
I have no idea.
That's a good. That's better than
that's
what
impressive.
I mean.
I have no idea. I wouldn't even venture a guess.
I don't remember. I don't know.
All right. Play me one more cut from Election.
Okay.
You're honest. You're straightforward, and you don't crack under pressure, as we all saw in the amazing fourth quarter against Westside. All the kids look up to you. Now, what does that spell? Student, council, president.
Oh, me? Oh, no, I don't know anything about that stuff, Mr. M. And
that's him trying to convince the football guy, Chris Klein.
Yeah, Chris Klein.
Who is an idiot. He's a total idiot. He's trying to convince him to run for class president because he broke his leg in skiing or something and had to miss the football. Anyway, it's an amazing movie. So we want to discuss the movie Election. Longoria's going to be playing cuts from that. I don't think we've ever done a show on Matthew Broderick, who I think has had an amazingly dense, great career. We talked about this with an actor. I can't remember which actor, but he doesn't take a lot of roles. But the roles he takes are usually really good, really memorable, and he's in a lot of good movies. He's not been in 500 movies like some actors.
Yeah, yeah.
No. He's been in a smaller amount, but a high percentage of them are really, really good. So I just want to celebrate Matthew Broderick's career. Obviously, if I see Matthew Broderick, Longoria, you think of what movie?
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller. I mean, that's the signature role. Guess how old? You ready for this? Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I can't guess. I just
looked. Oh, you already looked it up?
Yeah, sorry. I just...
All right. Pulled it. How old is Matthew Broderick playing a high school senior in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
In his 30s?
49.
Really?
No.
I was gonna say, dang. He looked pretty young for 49.
He's now 92.
Yeah, what is he, 92?
No, he was 24.
Now?
He was 24 oh, okay. in that.
49.
He was 49 when he played Ferris Bueller. So I want to discuss Matthew Broderick's career, your favorite movies, moments, roles, whatever. The other election-centric story, if I can play some audio here, Longoria, and to be fair, I did not see the interview because I was in here doing major show prep for tonight's show, but Melania Trump spoke to Anderson Cooper tonight on CNN, her first sit-down interview, or interview of any kind, I believe, since the whole Billy Bush 2005 audio came out. So this is a little bit of what Melania Trump had to say to Anderson Cooper tonight on CNN.
My husband is kind and he's a gentleman, and he would never do that. That everything was organized and put together to hurt him, to hurt his candidacy.
I just love that accent. I adore that accent.
He didn't
do that. More Melania on CNN.
People think and talk about me like, oh, Melania, oh, poor Melania. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. I can handle everything.
Don't feel sorry for me. I could listen to her talk
she can
all
handle
day.
Trump.
Yeah, don't feel, I agree. Don't feel sorry for her. I mean, she's the 1% of 1%. She could be stuck in Eastern Europe right now on a breadline. You know, she hit the life lottery.
Yeah.
So definitely.
She ain't going to complain about that.
No, definitely don't feel bad for Melania. Here's more Melania with Anderson Cooper on CNN.
People think and talk about me like, oh, Melania, oh, poor Melania. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. I can handle everything.
I think the central theme is here, don't feel sorry for Melania Trump.
It's kind of two teenage boys. Actually, they should behave better, right?
He was 59.
Not, correct. And sometimes I said, I have two boys at home. I have my young son and I have my husband.
If English wasn't my first language,
she's very
I would be very cautious sitting down for an interview like that. But I haven't seen the whole thing. I give her credit for doing it. I mean, there's no way I would do that. If audio tape came out and was like, yeah, in 2005, your wife was talking about grabbing a dude's junk. Come sit down and do an interview with it. No, I'd be like, get the hell out of here. Not a chance.
Have you seen the Family Guy spoof yet?
Already they have a spoof on it? No.
It's so funny. It's like Peter.
Don't spill it. Can we play it? Can you find it?
Well, I mean, it's like the audio. I don't know if we can play all that.
Yeah, we'll play all that.
With him saying all the...
Whatever. I saw that.
They bleep a bunch of it out in the show, didn't they?
No, well, the one I saw, I mean, it was basically the exact Trump audio, but with Peter Griffin.
If you can find it, I would love to hear
that.
Okay. All right, so in honor of Melania, who, she's done nothing wrong. This poor woman with the super sexy European accent has done nothing wrong. I want to honor Miss Melania Trump on the show tonight. Very simply, your favorite foreign actor. Your favorite foreign actor on this movie Monday. So two simple topics. We're going to discuss Matthew Broderick's career. What's your favorite movie or role? And who is your favorite foreign actor or actress? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter at Mark Arum. Of course, tonight on the show, Longoria is going to be playing a movie soundtrack throughout the show. At the end of the show, if you guess the movie soundtrack, you win the WSB prize pack. And we actually do have a prize pack tonight. Let me listen to the song. Is this the Beatles or the Monkees?
Neither.
Okay. My bad. All right. So there you go. Matthew Broderick, your favorite Matthew Broderick movie or role, and your favorite foreign actor or actress in honor of Melania Trump. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. La, 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 I wouldn't care.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to Movie Monday, 1024, 69 degrees on Peachtree Street. 404-872-0750, your favorite Matthew Broderick movie and your favorite foreign actor or actress. Dave is in Kennesaw. Dave, welcome to the show.
Please, brother. Welcome back.
Welks, man. How you doing?
I'm excellent, man.
All right, so Matthew Broderick's film, I'm going to go with Biloxi Blues.
Oh, this Paul Simon play that was made into a great, great movie where he plays a guy in basic training.
Yes, sir. Excellent movie. I mean, you know, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I mean, it's a great movie, but I didn't want to go with the obvious.
So. Understood. I appreciate that.
And as far as foreign actresses... does Catherine Zeta-Jones qualify, or is she considered American?
No, she was born elsewhere, so she definitely counts.
Yeah, that's my favorite, hands down.
All right, Catherine, did she split with Michael Douglas? Are they still a thing?
I think they're still together.
Okay,
I haven't heard anything about them splitting up, so I think they're still together.
All right, I'll double check on that. Catherine Zeta-Jones, let's see, let me pull her up here. She was born in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So she does count. I thought she split up with Michael Douglas, but
no,
I
could... they're still together.
She may have, but I don't remember. I mean, given
no, they've been married since 2000.
Actors,
yeah, no, they're still
remembered.
Still married with two kids. So good for them. All right, Dave. Good to hear your voice as always, my friend. Mike's in Decatur. Mike, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hello. How you doing this evening?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I think War Games, but I actually saw Matthew Broderick live on Broadway with Biloxi Blues, and unbelievable. I have to say that that's probably one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Now,
live
did
on
he?
Broadway.
Let me ask you a question. Did you see the play before the movie came out, or after the movie came out?
Before.
So he was starring on Broadway, and then they made the movie out of it.
Yep.
Wow, that's
exactly.
Interesting.
And so that was quite a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a great experience though to see him.
Yeah. So when I saw him live on Broadway, my wife and I saw, and we were like, "Oh my God, this guy is fantastic!"
Yeah.
And then we started seeing him in the movies quite a bit. And I would say War Games is probably one of the older movies that he was in, and was a great, great movie also.
It really was. And he was, I think he was 20 in that movie, playing a 15 or 16-year-old. That was his second movie. His first movie came out earlier in 1983 called Max Dugan Returns, which is also a very good movie. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did, but I have to say that Biloxi Blues, by far, live on Broadway, he was just captivating, and it was really...
I'm jealous. I'm absolutely jealous because I loved him in the movie. I would have loved to see Biloxi Blues on studio. His first movie, 1983, Max Dugan Returns. Max Dugan, played by the amazing Jason Robards. Donald Sutherland was also in that movie as well. That was his first movie. We're discussing Michael Broderick, the star of Election, a movie about a rigged election. Your favorite Matthew Broderick movie or role? And in honor of Melania Trump, who's your favorite foreign actor or actress? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. It's Movie Monday on The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is former governor of Texas, Rick Perry, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show on WFB.
Welcome back to the show. 10:36, 24 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. And I figured out, well, Twitter helped me, what SAP means.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Spanish alternative programming.
That's a good one.
Which though. I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I would.
According to Brett, our buddy Brett, it means second audio program or secondary audio program.
Oh, okay.
So
why do the Spanish have to be second?
I don't know. I like Spanish alternative programming. That's made more sense.
Let's
to
start
me.
That.
Anyway, it's Movie Monday. We're discussing the rigged election that Donald Trump is proclaiming coast to coast. There was actually a movie based on a rigged election. It wasn't a presidential election, but it was a high school council. What is it? High school council?
Yeah.
Election. It was called Election, starring Matthew Broderick. So we're celebrating Matthew Broderick's career, your favorite Matthew Broderick movie. And I played some audio from Melania Trump's interview on CNN earlier today. Her first sit down, it was with Anderson Cooper. A little bit of what Ms. Trump had to say.
My husband is kind and he's a gentleman, and he would never do that. That everything was organized and put together to hurt him, to put hurt his
together
candidacy.
To hurt him. I love that.
Way to throw Billy Bush under the bus.
Yeah, literally, he'll be fine. In honor of Ms. Trump, who did a, you know, listen, English isn't even her first language, and she did a one-on-one interview, which I think is that shows chutzpah, as the Hebrews say. So good for her. In honor of the Jews nugget, in honor of Melania Trump's sit-down interview, your favorite foreign actor or actress. Very simple. All right, back to the phones. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Josh is up next on the program. Hello, Joshua.
Hey, this is Gus.
Oh, or Gus, Josh or Gus. Either way works. How are you, Gus?
Hey, fair to partly cloudy.
Your favorite Matthew Broderick movie?
Well, it's not really my favorite. It's The Producers, but you've already talked about my favorite.
We could talk about it. It's whatever you want. Whatever your favorite is doesn't change. You tell me your favorite.
Election with Reese Witherspoon. That
yeah.
was a great movie.
Such a good
movie.
And when he gets stung in the eye with the bee.
It was the most uncomfortable movie I've ever seen.
It is. It was very uncomfortable. I like that word. That's a good choice of words there. Your favorite foreign actor or actress?
I kind of have three, but I'll just give you one. Amanda Tapping.
Who is that?
Did you ever see Stargate?
Yes.
She's the blonde.
What's her name?
Amanda Tapping. Tapping.
Let me see. The blonde in Stargate.
Stargate. The TV show.
Oh, I'm thinking of the movie.
Any actress that can deal with CGI is fine in my field.
I don't think I've ever seen this woman before. Let me see if she's ever been anything I've seen.
She doesn't do much else, but she does science fiction pretty well.
And she is born in England, raised in Canada. So, yes, we will consider her a foreign
and
actress.
Two others would be Claudia Black and Amanda and Amelia Blunt.
Oh, a Blunt I like. Who's the second one?
Claudia Black.
B-L-A-C-K?
She was in Fargate.
Farscape, yeah. She's from Australia. Another woman I've never seen before. All right. You like the obscure foreign ladies. I like it. Gus, not Josh. Tony's in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the program, buddy.
Well, the three amigos ride once again.
We are back in the saddle, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Andrew, got a quick question for you.
How
was the music festival in San Antonio?
It was in Austin, and it was great.
Oh, Austin, sorry.
It was ACL Fest in Austin, Texas.
Kent, my mom sent me a text, Longoria. She wants to hear. She didn't apparently listen to you guys filling in for me the other night. Shame on her.
Mm-hmm.
If Tony doesn't mind, can you just recap the story you had going to the airport for my mom?
Please. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, so what happened?
So we were on our way to the airport. My wife had put in an envelope all their tickets to the ACL Fest and our tickets to get on the plane. So, of course, my little girl needs to go to the restroom on the way over there. So we stop off at a Quick Trip, pull over, they do their thing, they get some food, jump it back in the car, and we haul butt to the Park and Fly. So we're at the Park and Fly, get all of our stuff out. Like, I mean, we have six bags, car seats, everything.
Yeah.
Put it in the bus, and then we realize that we don't have that folder.
Hold on. You have to take the car seat on the plane? Like, you have to take that to Texas with you?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So we have extras, so we have one in each car.
Sure.
So yeah, so we take everything out.
And the folder with the tickets isn't there.
Right. We realize that. And so then we put everything back into the car, and the only place that we stopped was at the gas station. So I said, well, let's just head back there, which is 15 miles away, mind you.
Yeah. I also don't know which gas station.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't off. Like. We just pulled off. Like, I know what road it's on.
So you got to retrace your steps.
But I knew there was a Sonic down the street. But other than that, I have no
idea.
And
just to interject, you are on your way to catch a plane.
Right.
At the airport
that leaves at noon, and we got to the park and fly early. I think we got there at like 9:45.
Oh wow, very early.
So I mean, we were on time with everything.
Yeah.
So then I'm doing like 80 going back to this gas station. My wife's looking up like Sonics and Quick Trips that are next to each other. I mean, we're trying to figure out where this place is at. We finally pull in literally like 15 minutes later, pull in, and it's underneath some lady's car.
It's on the ground.
Yeah, it's just on the ground underneath the car. So I look at it. Great. We got everything. Get back in, and we haul them back to the park and fly. Get on our park and fly. We get to the airport at 11.
And your flight's at noon.
At noon.
And that's the 1 hour is the cutoff to check your bags,
yeah,
too.
Like, we were at curbside checking our bags
good,
at 11.
Good for you. That's
so
the smart
we're
thing
going
to
do. There, and then, remember that show we had where you're like, oh, why would you take your birth certificate with you? How, you know, blah, blah, blah. The guy questioned my little one because she was the only one that was getting on lap seat. She's under 2 years old. So he was like, well, I need to see her birth certificate. No. And so my wife's like, all right, cool. So she had it in there. Well, she's looking and it's not there. Like, we either left it at home, she didn't bring it. Well, no, it's not. It didn't come out. Okay. It's just not there.
Yeah.
So we're like freaking out. Like, well, we got to catch this flight. And the guy's like, well.
This is curbside, the guy?
Yes. Okay. And the guy's like, well, you know, I really need it. I really need it. And I'm like, all right. So I pull out a $20 bill, and I give him a $20 bill, and he's like, what's your date of birth? And we told him, and he was like, all right, cool. And he acted like he looked at the paper, typed it in, got us. I mean, we're running.
Don't say what airline it is, please.
No. Right. We're running. We're running through everything. We're running through TSA, and we had taken their medicine because they were all sick.
Yeah.
That was the first thing, was they were sick.
Yeah.
So we have antibiotics in a cooler bag, all this kind of stuff.
Geez,
and so when we get through, I just grab everything I see. We put everybody in their strollers, and we're running to the gate. I mean, we're just booking it.
Yeah.
Get on the train. We're running. We get there with maybe 10 minutes to spare before they start putting everybody on.
Nice.
So we're like, all right, cool. We got here. We're cool. We get on the plane. We fly to Dallas. And when we land in Dallas, I'm like, hey, where's that polka dot bag with all their medicine in it? And my wife's like, I don't know. I thought you had it. I'm like, no. So we look back on the plane. It's not there.
And this is after you get off the plane?
Yes. We're already in Dallas.
You have to wait till everyone's off the plane before you can get back on the plane.
Right,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're waiting there to try to catch our next flight to Austin. And then we're like, okay, well, we must have left it at TSA, must have pulled it aside.
And never put
and
it
then
back.
We didn't
yeah.
realize it. And then we just booked it and took off. So now we're on the phone with doctors and the pharmacy to try to get them to ship it to Austin.
Yeah.
So that we can have their medicine when we get to Austin. So we get all that set up and everything, and then we finally get on the plane to go to Austin, and we land in Austin. But all, I mean, literally,
you it never
was like,
found the polka dot bag?
No, but when I got home, they mailed us a little card saying that they got our bag. So now I just got to go pick it up. But
so
the medicine
was your Viagra in the polka dot bag?
No,
because that would have been a real
that was
trip
it.
Killer.
That was in my luggage.
All right, good.
You took that.
Now what I would have thought though, once you got to Austin, you can call your doctor and say, hey, can you call in a prescription to the CVS in Austin to fill it up?
Oh yeah, no, that's what we did.
Okay,
but the insurance didn't want to cover it because we had just gotten it. So we had to pay like double. Like
I understand.
I ended up paying like I think $75 for medicine that probably didn't cost $75 because our insurance.
That's what it.
Because our insurance was like, well, you just got it. Why
are your daughters old enough to remember this? Are they going to be? You know, is this something you could talk about 10 years from now?
The 3 year old might be, but of course the 1 year old won't.
Yeah.
But they questioned us both ways. The question was coming back from Austin
with the birth certificate thing again.
Yeah.
Did you have to throw another?
No, we were like, we don't have anything, and the guy was like, well, can I see a picture? Like, my wife was like, well, I got a picture of her being born with a bracelet, and it says the date. He goes, well, I'll take that. So she's looking
for
they're
questioning that she was under two.
Correct.
So you can get a free ticket.
Well, she's free as a lap child up until 2 years old, and they're questioning that she wasn't. That she was above 2 years old.
Yeah, basically. We did a show on that. Who'd have thought that?
Twice they did it. And the second time, I was just like, well, we're just going to be stuck in Austin. I'm not paying this dude $20. And finally, he was like,
I'm not paying $20 to get back to
Atlanta. He was like, well, they let y'all come here, so I'll just let you go back.
That was nice.
I was like, well, thanks, dude.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I had to slip the guy at $20 here in Atlanta.
There you go. Story just for my mom, who missed it.
Yeah.
And you got to enjoy it, Tony, by the way.
Horrible.
And my mom says you are her favorite caller, Tony. I shouldn't tell you that. You're going to get a big head, but she loves when you call.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And I'll tell you what, now I'm going to have nightmares because that reminds me of so many bad flight stories that I had with my kids, but I won't even go into that tonight.
All right, let's talk Matthew Broderick, my friend.
Oh, Andrew, bless you, man. I'll pray for you tonight when I go to bed. As far as Broderick goes, I mean, his you know, depth and breadth is absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. But me coming from Chicago, Ferris Bueller, every time it's on, I've lost track of how many times I've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's basically a love story to the city of Chicago.
There's no question.
Yeah.
And I have seen the house that is up in the northern suburbs, and I saw it actually before, because it was me being an architect, I had to go see this house, and it was well before the house was ever even used as a quote-unquote prop for you know, the Ferrari or whatever it was that, you know, went flying out the back window of the house. As far as foreign actors or actresses go, I've got to go with, it's a toss-up for me between Michael Caine or Anthony Hopkins, and Melania's voice is absolutely awesome. It actually kind of reminds me of Greta Garbo.
Ooh, yeah, I could see that. Speaking of Anthony Hopkins, are you all caught up on Westworld, you bananas?
I don't care, so don't worry about it.
Did you see the episode last night?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great show. You got to watch it. Tony, you watching Westworld on HBO?
No, but I tell you what, we are going to be picking up HBO because what we've done is finally paid off the mortgage to the house. That
means
that
we
get to expand the cable coverage.
Excellent. Yeah, I recommend get Xfinity, get HBO, and start watching Westworld. It is a phenomenal show. Only three episodes in, I'm hooked. Jim's in Douglasville. Jim, welcome to the show.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
How are you, Jimmy?
I'm doing good. Favorite Matthew Broderick movie, I mean, it's an easy one. It's, you know, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but Election is fantastic, too.
Do you know what someone just posted on Facebook? I forgot about this. Have you ever seen this one, guys? Underrated Matthew Broderick movie, Addicted to Love. Did you see that with Meg Ryan?
No.
Where Matthew Broderick's fiance leaves him for Meg Ryan's boyfriend. And then Meg Ryan and Matthew Broderick are like plotting their revenge to get back at them. It's a really underrated movie. Sorry to interrupt, Jim, but Addicted to Love is very good.
All right, my favorite foreign actor, and I'm going to have to say it the way my wife makes me say it, Antonio Banderas.
Why does she make you say it like that?
I've always said it. I heard he was on like a Spanish show, and they introduced him that way, and he kind of walked out with a strange look on his face.
It's not like a role playing kind of thing. Like,
no,
you
no,
gotta be
no.
Exactly right. What it is.
Antonio Banderas. Longoria, you say it in a nice accent.
Antonio Banderas.
Ooh, look at that. Your wife will be putty in your hands, Jim.
Yeah.
One more time, Longoria.
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas.
All right, Jim, I gotta roll. Movie Monday coming right back. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Shall we play a game? Shall we play a game? Shall we play a game?
Most famous line probably in War Games, Matthew Broderick flick. 404-872-0750. Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show. Meg joins us in Pennsylvania. Meg, welcome to the program, my dear.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Meg. How you doing, buddy?
I'm just dandy.
Excellent, excellent. You want to say hi to someone real quick?
Is that Longoria?
Hi.
Hello, Longoria.
How you doing?
Did you like the way he said Antonio Banderas?
Jeez. All right. I'll wind up quick.
All right. Matthew Broderick. You know him. You love him. What's your favorite Matthew Broderick movie?
Don't.
You don't love him?
He's horrible.
What?
He's an idiot.
Whoa. Meg, that's Ferris Bueller you're talking about.
Yes. What's your point?
You don't like Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller?
No.
Why not?
He's stupid.
All right, fair enough. So you don't have a favorite Matthew Broderick film then?
Now, and what is this porn stuff? This is
what?
What are you talking about?
Easy, Meg. This is a family show. What are you talking about?
Well, you mentioned. Well, I don't know. Somebody. I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
But they said somebody mentioned porn stuff, and I think that's stupid.
What, on what show? What are you talking about?
Your show.
Tonight?
Yes.
We mentioned porn stuff. Help me out, Meg. If I don't remember if anyone mentioned porn stuff.
No. Male or female. This is dumb. All right. You know what? Never mind.
All right, Meg. I love you, buddy.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Did we talk about porn stuff?
No, and I told her that when she brought it up back. I said,
she's listening to another show, I think.
She's listening to Dave Ramsey.
I don't know what she's saying. Dave Ramsey.
Andrew's in Lilburn. Andrew, do not bring up porn stuff, my friend.
I won't.
All right.
What?
Favorite Matthew Broderick film?
Yeah. Dude, Glory was a pretty awesome movie.
Glory was.
Also, I might be crazy on this one, but was Matthew Broderick that the Duke who betrayed Braveheart in that movie?
No. You're imagining that. He was in a movie.
He's not in Braveheart.
He was in a movie called Lady Hawk in 1985, where he played a little squire named Philip Gaston, and he was Rutger Hauer's sidekick. Michelle Pfeiffer was in that movie. You ever see that movie?
No, I never saw that movie.
So here's the deal with Lady Hawk. Matthew Broderick is the main character. Rutger Hauer's in love with Michelle Pfeiffer, but they had some witch or so, warlock or something, put a spell on him. So during the day, Rutger Hauer is human, and Michelle Pfeiffer is a bird. And then at sundown, Michelle Pfeiffer becomes human, and then Rutger Hauer becomes a wolf. So this guy was jealous of their love, and he put some spell on him. Anyway, don't see the movie.
You could have started there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's the last caller brought up.
It's not great. It's not a porn, though. It's definitely not a porn, Lady Hawk. Your favorite foreign actor or actress?
I'm going to go with Keira Knightley on that one.
Ooh, I'm a big fan. I just saw a Keira Knightley movie. I've been watching nothing but movies, by the way. And it was a World War II movie about this famous mathematician. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The Imitation Game, it was called.
Yeah. I saw that.
That was a really good movie.
I like that guy, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch played Alan Turing.
Dr. Strange, man.
Yeah, it was a really good movie. I saw a movie last night, or this weekend, called The Lobster. I'll tell you about that steaming pile of junk when we come back. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Stick around. Movie Monday on The Mark Arum Show. Then that time I went and said goodbye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.